Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Walk.se, the ongoing story about becoming a minimalist vagabond while walking from Stockholm to Sydney. I've had a good week, or a bit more than a week's walking since last time. I took my time leaving Silver City. I had a really long, relaxing breakfast and I slowly packed the clothes that I'd washed. I knew there was going to be a few very, very long days ahead where there wouldn't be much in the way of towns, and I would have to make sure that I had enough food and water to be comfortable between the restocking possibilities. There were some stores marked on my map. I'm using the American Adventure Cycling Association map for the Southern Tier, and it's actually got marked on the maps where there are supposed to be stores. But I have found that they're not always still in existence and not always open. So I was just hoping that it would be enough and would make it a bit more comfortable so I wouldn't have to carry too much water. I had decided that they had to cover some distance, and I had my sights set on making it to Cliff, or rather just past Cliff and just camping outside of Cliff. It was easy going and nice scenery, sort of like green rolling hills, reasonably wide shoulder to walk on, and not too hot weather. I've been very lucky with the weather so far. It's not been as hot as I expected it can be during a typical summer. I have had some hot days, and they have been very hot and slightly uncomfortable some days, but it hasn't been like day after day of 40 plus degrees, so it's actually made life a lot easier for me. I rolled through Cliff as the sun was starting to set, and I started looking for some place to camp. Didn't really have much luck, and was getting darker and darker. And walking along the road as it was getting darker, I finally spotted a small road off to the left that led over a cattle grid and then into what we call open pastures on both sides. Now, pastures might be a bit of an exaggeration. It was basically just some sturdy brush vegetation and then just sand and gravel. And I turned down there and I walked about 20 metres down the road, and there was a small fenced enclosure, and I decided to camp behind that, and it actually turned out to be a cemetery. Next morning, I started early, and I had my sights set on making it to Buckhorn, where there was, according to map, supposed to be a store, and I had breakfast there. I arrived there by about 9 o'clock, and I walked into what's called the Last Chance store and found a group of elderly locals having morning coffee. I ordered a pizza, grabbed some coffee, and sat down for a rest. It was only like a 7-inch pizza, not very big, and it was very, very nice, so I ended up ordering one more. I was really hungry. After spending some time talking to Yona and buying supplies for the coming day, it was time to keep going. I decided to try to make it to New Mexico, make it to the New Mexico-Arizona border before stopping for the day. And there was also another important line to cross during the day. I was just about to pass the 10,000 kilometre mark. In fact, I passed that point just 3 hours later at the intersection of road 180 and 78. I haven't been celebrating the 1,000 kilometre marks the way I did early on during the walk, but this really felt like a big deal, you know. I sat down, enjoyed some drink, some fruit and some biscuits, and reflected on the journey that had brought me here. Here I was, sitting on a lonely corner in New Mexico, in the gravel, with close to 16 months of walking behind me and innumerable experiences. The thing is, I'm not even halfway yet. Whatever happens from here, I've come to realise that I am proud and content with what I've done so far. I'm still very, very much looking forward to any future adventures. It was hot sitting in the sun, and there was no shade. So I sat with my thoughts for a while and then hopped up and started walking towards Arizona. I spent the afternoon walking through some rainstorms, which were nice after the heat, and finally arrived at the border just before the sun started setting. I headed into Arizona, the second last state on my USA crossing, and I found a nice campsite there in the state forest. Nice, that is, apart from all the bugs. Next day, Sunday, I walked over the mountains through some really nice scenery and made my way down to Three-Way. Along the way, several cars stopped to talk to me and ask me what I was doing. Now, loneliness is never a problem when you're out walking. I resupplied at Three-Way and walked up to the ranger station. They have a really nice picnic camping area set up there for bicycle riders, and I sat at one of the tables and enjoyed some of the food I'd bought. Before I knew it, the wind was blowing really hard and there appeared to be a big thunderstorm heading towards me. It arrived with a lot of smattering on the roof, and I realised that it was not just a rainstorm, it was actually hailing. Now, talk about luck. I've essentially been out in the open without shelter for the last 3 days, and the first time I sit down under a proper roof, it starts hailing. It only lasted a while, and as it was already late in the afternoon, I decided to stay the night at the ranger station, even though I'd only walked about 30 kilometres that day. I mean, I had shelter from the rain, there were toilets, there was a water tap to wash under, and it was all just too much luxury to pass up, basically. I spent a comfortable night sleeping on soft grass and spent Monday walking from Three-Way to Safford. A long day, but once there, I spent the night in a hotel feeling luxurious. Tuesday, I set off towards Fort Thomas, where I was hoping to restock before a long stretch without shops. I spent the last 2 hours walking through a very heavy thunderstorm. At one stage, I was taking one step forward and being blown 2 steps back. At least it wasn't hailing. I finally arrived in Fort Thomas to find the store closed. I hid from the rain under the shop's awning and tried to figure out what I was going to do for food and water during the next coming days. I had enough water to get by with if I was careful, and I basically just have to survive on the nuts that I have packed with me. When the rain finally stopped, I headed out. And I'd only walked a few steps when a car stopped and a friendly couple looked out. They had seen me earlier and they'd come down and brought me some dinner. Now, talk about timing, eh? Warm potato soup with cheese, some bread, drinks and some snacks. It was just what I needed. I told them that that made my day and I sat down at a local park to enjoy. Then later on, heading out of town, I found a family dollar store just on the edge of town that was not marked on my map and I was actually able to restock anyway. It was getting dark and I didn't walk far before finding a camping spot behind an old ruined building. Spent the night looking up at the stars and listening to the cattle. Next day, I passed through Geronimo and Bayless, Apache country. It was a long, hot day of walking, and I wandered off the road just before Peridot to try to find a campsite that was a little bit secluded. I ended up amongst the shrubs, about 100 metres so off the road. Another night looking up at the stars. They really are something special out here in the desert. Peridot to Globe was an easy day, cloudy and not too hot, but the next day was far from perfect. Globe to Superior. The scenery was great. All these hills and sandstone mountains, up and down and plenty of variation. The problem was the traffic and the lack of a wide shoulder to walk on. I essentially had to swap sides to walk on depending on which side had the wider shoulder, or if there was a shoulder at all. And I really hate walking on the right side of the road, and not being able to see the oncoming traffic and having the traffic that's coming behind me just whizzing past just inches from you is not very, very much fun at all. I made it to Superior unharmed and was able to check into a hotel to get some solid rest in preparation for what I expected would be a long, hard day the next day. The road was actually a lot better to walk the next day, but the scenery wasn't as nice. Wasn't bad, but just not as spectacular. But the shoulder was wide and there was plenty of room to walk safely and just sort of relax and enjoy. I made it to Gold Canyon and stopped at yet another hotel. Not really good for the economy. Sunday was a slow walk into Mesa and the end of another map. I now only have one map left before I reach the Pacific Ocean. 3 weeks or so of walking before I reach an ocean that I thought I would see first when I'd walk through Asia and parts of Australia. The next 2 days were hot walking through Phoenix and surrounding towns. Interesting as a change from the more rural walking I've been doing lately. No need to carry a lot of water and food was accessible almost all the time. But I didn't really cover as much distance as I would have liked because I've been feeling a bit tired. Hopefully I'll be a bit more rejuvenated tomorrow after a few easier days. Time will tell. Now for the big question. I've been trying compression socks and do they work? Well, yeah, they do. I've been trying them on and off to get an idea of what they do and what they don't do. After a long, hard day, I don't necessarily feel less tired. The big difference is really in the following day. Less swelling and soreness. A hard day of walking can leave my calves feeling very pumped and a bit sore the next day. But with the compression socks, there is nearly no pump at all and much less soreness. The problem is they do look a bit dorky, but they work. I'll just have to remember to push them down every time I get a photograph taken. But the one thing they will hopefully help me do is to keep walking.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.